I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And I heard a voice say, God needs no prayer. Man needs prayer in order to let God is. Once the veil is lifted, you behold the great I Am. You see it moving things around in your own life. It whispers in your ear, Behold, I come quickly. It says, It is I. Be not afraid. It says, I will never, ever leave you. And this inner voice out of heaven, this inner voice out of the realm of God, is within you. Every you that is listening to this message, every you that reads these words, every you since the beginning, since before Abraham was. I, in the midst of thee, in the midst, not inside your body, not even inside your mind, I in the midst of you. I stand in the midst of your being. And you stand in the midst of I. Listen to that inner voice. If I ask you for help, if I ask you for healing, can you do it? If you start off with knowing some truth that you've memorized, if you start off by affirming or denying the error, all this is still you, you, the human being, and you cannot heal, and you never will. And so enter your closet, come into your inner temple, and admit of myself, I can do nothing. And stand stock still. Make no effort. Take up no argument. Think no thoughts. In the hushed silence within, I move. And you hear a great voice saying, Behold, I am here, and I move through your being, through the very midst of you. And I bring reality, and I bring harmony of being, and I bring peace. So, peace, be still. Behold, I make all things new. A new Jerusalem, a new heaven, a new earth, a new consciousness. And now your silence, your humility, your stillness is adorned as a bride for her husband, and I am your husband. Come unto me, I will give you rest, peace, be still. Have I been with you so long, and you have not known me? It's time to put up everything you have learned up to this second. Put it up. You can of yourself do nothing. I stand at the door and knock. In your humility, in your silence, in your stillness, I move into the midst of you, into the very midst of your body, into the midst of your mind, into the midst of your being, into the midst of your soul. And I, spirit, and I, soul, merge and become one. Christ liveth your life. Into the midst of the atoms and electrons and protons and neurons, in the midst, I am. And when you feel, F-E-E-L, feel my presence within you, in the midst of you, then let go, lean back, and rest in me. I have come that you might have life, and life more abundant. Do not try to make this truth demonstrate. That's not your job. You just remain still, ever listening, ever receptive. And when you feel my inner movement, you have received my Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And you have received eternal life because I am eternal. I don't move in your midst and move away. I move in your midst and remain there. And all you have to do at any time, any place, anywhere, is lean back and rest and stand still. In the midst of a traffic jam where you're not moving on the highway, you're stalled behind 100 cars. I am there in the midst of you. You may feel me. Just open your consciousness and I come in. Know that I knock. And I await your invitation. Your invitation may be simply a deep breath. Or your invitation may be, Father, reveal thyself. Or your invitation may be, I can of mine own self do nothing. Or it may be, I am. Or simply, I. You have reached a place in consciousness where it is now your time to accept your higher self, your higher consciousness. And Herb says, in order to stabilize your awareness that this is the truth now, he gives us this insight. Not that we have to take his word for it and let it pass at that, but to give us the courage by accepting. And the acceptance is what leads us to the discovery of the truth of what we have accepted. The tabernacle of God is the identity within you. And in this realization of God consciousness, you know it. This now is the knowing that sets you free. This is the knowing that has always been referred to. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is, I in the midst of you. Know this I, feel this I, and I will set you free. Right here, right now, wherever you are, in the midst of a hospital bed with nothing but a little tape player to listen, or an MP3 player with headphones, I am in the midst of you, and you may experience me by accepting me. Open the door of your consciousness. So Herb says, your new city is I am, that I am. No tears, no death, no sorrows, no unreality. Out of this is born Christ realized as the Son of God. Your manger is your consciousness where you work until this birth comes forth. And how do you work, as we have just said in this short talk? You enter your closet. You close the door to your sense world. You admit defeat. I can of myself do nothing. I can't heal a hangnail. You stand stock still. I, in the midst of thee, am the way. Think of that, in the very midst of the atoms. In the very midst of your mind, in the very midst of your being, I am, and I am the way. And so rest and know consciously, I am in your midst. I am your midst. Blessings too many to count.